You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
It's been a trying time for everyone, and even more so for small business owners. That's why we introduced the Classic 1027 Lock and Load Deal, an exclusive opportunity for SMEs to advertise on Classic 1027 at a dramatically reduced rate. Advertise your certified small business lockdown special or limited offer with a 20-second live read on Classic 1027. Visit classic1027.co.za to lock and load your deal today.
This is the Classic Business Africa feature.
The COVID-19 pandemic has wreaked havoc on the lives and livelihoods of millions of people, disrupting global trade, finance, and the movement of people, and it's responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths across the world, and sadly we're still counting. It's caused unprecedented grief and distress, and the end to the tragedy isn't yet in sight. Even though by global standards Africa's documented casualty may be low, and I think partly due to low testing rates we have seen the economic impact on Africa being quite severe, considering the already fragile initial conditions that we had on the continent, including things like a weak healthcare system, high poverty rates, and subsistence income levels for the majority of Africa's people, and an already diminished fiscal space burdened by debt. The burning question is, how can African economies recover from COVID-19? And I'm joined now by Dr. Innocent Mache, who's African Economic Research Consortium Economic Fellow, and he joins us now via Zoom, Dr. Mache, which is the way we talk on these shows in this COVID world that we live in, to talk about how African economies can think about post-COVID growth. Firstly, Dr. Mache, the AERC is among the most active networks monitoring the short, medium, and long-run economic and social impacts of COVID-19 in Africa. Tell us a little bit more about the African Economic Research Consortium and the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ray. The African Economic Research Consortium is a consortium of institutions and individuals. It is a network that covers the whole of sub-Saharan Africa. And we deal with issues of capacity building and research for policymaking. So we are just a bunch of economists running around trying to figure out what's happening on the continent, trying to provide the evidence, scientific evidence that is, for African economies to better couch the development path in a way that is inclusive, that reduces poverty, and that enhances financial and all other economic systems that we have on the continent. We also are a capacity building network with a network of over 50 universities across Africa. And these universities collaborate on curricular development and so on. And we are in a sphere that very few institutions cover, because we cover from capacity building to research to policy advice. And a lot of our alumni in top policy-making institutions and positions across governments in Africa.
Dr. Mache, despite decent economic and social progress achieved in the last two decades, I think growth in most African countries remains characteristically fragile. And if you look at it, this inherent fragility extends across the economic and the social and the political and the cultural fabrics of life in Africa. What drives this fragility to outside shocks like COVID-19?
Well, the topology of the fragile context is driven by a few factors. And these factors make it difficult for African economies to sustain growth and therefore development. So you'll be low human development, low investment levels, the low levels of economic diversification that produces protracted economic declines. With these negative shocks, our economies tend to suffer more than other developed countries. So the idea here for the African Economics Research Consortium is to be able to provide some evidence, some quick pointers to where economies are going and how we can ameliorate the effects as we go deeper into the crisis. As you know, this pandemic is a health pandemic, but it has created a global economic crisis, probably unseen in the last 50 years or so years. The idea is, how can we cushion our economies through our intellect and the experiences in our economies and the systems that we have begun as Africa to put in place? And you've quite rightly pointed out the CFTA, the Continental Free Trade Area. We have been talking a lot about the Africa free skies and so forth. These are elements that will drive Africans to trade more with each other, because external exports have been hit through all sorts of restrictions. And as you can could tell towards the pandemic, there was a lot of protectionism coming into play, with the big powers tending to look in instead of looking out. And so this has exacerbated those processes. And our role as AIC is to try to step in and say, as a network of experts, let's put our brains together, let's put the shoulder to the task, and pull forward and pull our policymakers with us, instead of leaving them into the dark to form policies out of uninformed positions.
And Dr. Manje, if we think about the opportunities that this reset almost that COVID-19 and the pandemic is presenting Africa, how should policymakers be thinking of those opportunities? Just for example, you and I are talking now via Zoom. We're using digital technologies that perhaps we wouldn't have tried just a couple of months ago, but we've now been forced to use them. And we're finding we can be a lot more productive using these new digital technologies. And we often hear about the way that Africa can leapfrog thanks to the fourth industrial revolution. How should policymakers be thinking about these opportunities?
So let me put out there a position that is very clear will be key going forward. We know that manufacturing has been on the decline across the continent. And as economists, we've been working around development couched around the issues of industries without smokestacks, meaning that we want to develop technology to a level that will be inclusive for the youth, and that will drive the new generation into the future. That has been given impetus by this crisis. Policymakers are now beginning to realize that the weaknesses that we have are in fact opportunities, that the weak infrastructure that we have can be harnessed through technology. And talking to you now, I'm reminded of the efforts of the African Economic Research Consortium, where through our capacity building networks, we've been able to now expand the reach of our programs, because we don't have to physically move people to a location to give them, say, training in economic modeling, for example. So now we are reaching much more people. We are doing it much more efficiently, and we are doing it much more cost effectively. Now the governments need to think in this in a similar way. And this has helped governments realize that it is much more important to use technology than to actually have foot soldiers on the ground. Governments and the private sector need to consider ways in which the markets can be made to work in a way that strengthens the institutions that underpin economic growth, and therefore the development of the continent. If you look at the at macroeconomic indicators like inflation, exchange rates, and so on, you will find that it is critical to look at these indicators with a lens of inclusivity. And the way in which technology has become a major player is boosting the capacity of these economies to actually consider inclusivity as macro indicators change. So the livelihoods of vulnerable sectors are able to be reached more, and the little fiscal space that's there is now being used to cushion the lower levels of society, to make sure that if the decline in the economies happen, that decline doesn't go to critically low levels to exterminate some of the economies that are weak. So it is crucially important to work with the rest of the world economy, but it is also vital that African economies can stand on their own, utilizing those elements that have been sort of marginalized as we were growing. So the challenge facing the continent and the future long-term way in which we produce has changed, and has changed for good. So I'm hoping that the efficiencies that we are seeing now can be carried into the future, and African economies will be able to tackle even worse crises, God forbid, if they come in the future.
One certainly hopes that we take the lessons on board, as you say, and embed them now into any future recovery path. Dr. Innocent Mache of the African Economic Research Consortium, who's got a broad career in economic research and microeconomics in particular, having a look at rural finance, agricultural development and health economics, talking about how we can reimagine Africa post-COVID-19.